some COVID idiots. Yeah. It's Real Country, Hank FM.
Don't you know that I'm a COVID idiot?
Oh, yes. It's our daily dum-dums of the day. After a holiday. Because the holidays always bear so much fruit on the tree of dum-dums. It is a veritable cornucopia, if you will. Let us go first to Florida, because, you know, Miami. On the heels of, quite literally, Joe Biden's heel, having his little ankle injury over the weekend.
Right.
Donald Trump was seen at a 7-Eleven in Miami, holding it up and robbing it. No, it was a thief in a Donald Trump mask robbing a 7-Eleven. Cops are looking for the armed gunman. No word on how much money he got away with, but no doubt that guy is calling for fake news. Holiday, okay, the holiday travel. Regardless of everything going on, still big uptick. And on TikTok, one of their stars, Marcus Monroe, went viral over the weekend. He cooked a steak on an airplane toilet on a flight.
What?
Yeah. He placed, I don't know what a sterno is, a sterno sort of.
It's those little cans that you put under
the
chafing dishes.
Catering,
you know, it's got that gel that you can set on fire.
Well, he put one of those in the airplane toilet, lit it.
He laid
aluminum foil across the toilet seat. Put two pieces of marinated steak on it, and he waited for the steaks to cook before he returned to his seat with him and a bottle of white wine.
That's insane.
Seems like he got away with it, so for that. But for everything else.
Dum, 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 dum.
Because you ate a steak that came literally out of the toilet.
Oh, so gross. I wonder if he picked up the sterno out of there.
Just flushed it. It pairs nicely with some blue liquid, I noticed. Black Friday got a little rough. Not as in years past, but a woman who remains, I wonder why, wishes to remain anonymous, had an issue when she couldn't find an Xbox Series X game console at her favorite retailer. Couldn't find another one. Couldn't find. She went four places throughout this town. I don't know where this was, but according to the reports, then she called 911 to tell them there were no Xboxes to be had on Black Friday, and they transferred her to another dispatcher who all they did was laugh.
Dum, 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 dum.
And for her, shame.
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 Shame. Shame.
Let us go to...
Shame.
Holidays are always a tough time for family disturbances, specifically in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where Stacy Rose Zelaya Chef, that's a name right there. You'd think with a last name that involved the word chef, that she'd be in charge with cooking Thanksgiving dinner. No! No, her unnamed victim, which is her boyfriend of 2.5 years, was. And when she returned and it wasn't ready, quote, on time, she took the gravy boat and smacked him over the head with it. And then proceeded to take his phone and throw it, breaking the glass. He had left because he walked to the police station for help because she broke his phone. She said, by the way, she was intoxicated, by the way. She said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Nope. There was gravy all over the floor. See, when the gravy gives it away.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally. Of course, it was a tie in the exhibition fight between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. First time back in the ring for Tyson after 15 years. Beforehand, he was revving himself up by sharing some cake with him and his family. He showed it on YouTube. It was a cake of Roy Jones Jr.'s head. And what did he slice off? The ear. To that, I say, that's a good bit. That's not what makes dum-dums. What I had a problem with is Mario Lopez was there to host the event.
What?
Yeah! Mario Lopez there to host the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. exhibition fight from this past Saturday.
As if he also doesn't have enough jobs.
Exactly, exactly. He was there so the fighters could, if necessary, be saved by the bell. Thank you.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.